host, Mr. Fabian Levy. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Catherine, and thank you everyone for joining us today for a major Affordable Care Act announcement. My name is Fabian Levy, and I work in the Office of Public Affairs here at the Department of Health and Human Services. Joining us on today's call is Chiquita Brooks-Lashur, the Deputy Director of Policy and Regulation at the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight, or CSIO. Following Ms. Brooks-Lashur's remarks, she and Michael Hash, the Director of the Office of Health Reform here at HHS, will take your questions. So without any further delay, Chiquita.
Thank you, Fabian. Nearly 99% of all women have relied on contraception at some point in our lives. More than half of the women between ages of 18 and 34 have struggled to afford it. An independent scientist and experts at the Institute of Medicine who first recommended covering contraception free of charge know that there are tremendous health benefits for women that come from using contraception. The healthcare law helps ensure that women have coverage for these critical preventive services without cost sharing. The administration is committed to working with all employers to give them the flexibility and resources they need to implement the healthcare law in a way that both protects women's health and also makes common sense accommodations for religious beliefs. As we developed the proposed rules over the last several months, we received many comments and listened to the concerns of religious organizations and other stakeholders. This feedback was critical in developing the proposed rules, and this dialogue will continue as we work towards the final rules. Today's proposal builds on and clarifies the ideas that we laid out last year to ensure that women have coverage for free preventive care that includes contraceptive services. Under the proposed rule, insurance companies, not churches or other religious organizations, will cover contraceptive services. No nonprofit religious institution will be forced to pay for or provide contraceptive coverage. And churches and houses of worship are specifically exempt. Nonprofit religious organizations like universities, hospitals, or charities with religious objections won't have to arrange, contract, pay, or refer for coverage for these services for their employees or students. At the same time, women who work or go to school at these institutions will have free contraceptive coverage and will no longer have to pay hundreds of dollars a year that could be going towards rent or groceries. Specifically today, we are proposing that these nonprofit organizations self-certify as nonprofit religious organizations with religious objections to providing contraceptive coverage. These organizations could include nonprofit religious charities, hospitals, and institutions of higher education that, because they are not houses of worship, are not specifically exempted from the contraceptive coverage requirements. Women whose nonprofit religious employers or colleges elect not to provide contraceptive coverage instead would receive contraceptive coverage from individual policies that are separate from their organization's plans without cost to them. Insurers would inform these women that they have contraceptive coverage with no cost sharing separately through individual insurance policies. Insurers and third-party administrators for self-insured plans would work to ensure a seamless process for these women to receive contraceptive coverage. Insurers working with third-party administrators would receive adjustments in the user fees that they would otherwise pay to participate in the health insurance marketplace to compensate them for providing this free contraceptive coverage to women. Today's proposal also simplifies and clarifies the definition of religious employer for purposes of the exemption from the contraceptive coverage requirement. These religious employers, consistent with their religious objection to contraception, may provide health plans to their employees that do not include contraceptive coverage. In addition, we have listened to input and concerns about the confusion that was caused by the current definition of religious employer, which is why the proposed rule proposes to simplify and clarify by using an IRS tax category that is well known and recognized. Specifically, today's proposal would clarify that a house of worship would not be excluded from the exemption because, for example, it provided charitable service, social services to persons of different religious faiths or employs persons of different religious faiths. This change is intended to provide more certainty to religious employers about their ability to claim the exemption, but is not expected to expand the universe of exempted religious employers beyond what the current rules intend. In short, these proposed rules offer several operational strategies where employees of nonprofit religious hospitals and universities would have access to contraceptive coverage with no copays, but that such employers who have religious concerns to contraception don't pay for or include the coverage in their insurance plans. It is important to remember that these proposals are just that, proposed and not yet final. We continue to welcome feedback. It is such feedback that contributed to the ideas, clarification, and simplification in these proposed rules. We will be accepting public comment on these ideas for 60 days from the date of publication in the Federal Register. These comments will inform the final rules that we intend to issue. As we move forward, we will consider all comments from the public and work collaboratively to finalize the rules and come to a solution that protects religious beliefs and ensures women have coverage for important preventive services without cost sharing.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Shakita. Now we're going to open the call up to questions. As I mentioned before, in addition to Shakita Brooks-LaSure, Michael Hash, the Director of the Office of Health Reform here at HHS, is here to take your questions. Operator, do we have any questions?
Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. One moment for the first question.